As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
And welcome back to another week of fun, mayhem, and sexual penetration at the Two Oceans Vibe Show, coming to you live from the Atlantic seaboard. I'm in the studio with none other than Cape Town's top comedian, Koki Falco. Welcome to the show, my boy.
It's so good to be here. I can hardly breathe.
A bit of a drama.
Might just be a little bit of asthma, though.
Have you got asthma?
No.
I have a pump here, if you want to get it.
You want to pump me? What?
If you decide to get asthma,
yeah,
I have a pump.
That's so awesome.
You said you had a bit of a drama.
I did. But do you know that THC, it's as good as an asthma pump.
THC is? Is that
tetrahydrochloride?
Yeah.
It opens everything, basically. The mind, yeah. Mostly, I find.
So the road was fine?
There wasn't a road. Road? What road?
You said you came in your car, but you could have come on your bike. Should have. You drive a Harley, don't you?
Yeah, and that's why I come on it, because of the vibrations.
All over it.
Good vibrations.
Chicks apparently do on the bikes.
Yeah, that's why I offer them lifts every chance I get. I sometimes just go to model castings and I just hang out and I'm just like, hey,
you need
to
ride.
And they're like, oh, are you going back to town? I'm like, I'm going wherever you're going, baby.
These girls are generally from the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, I met a girl from Hungary the other night. And luckily, I'd been researching and I knew that Hungary and Czechoslovakia and, Czech Republic, sorry, and Slovakia. Mm. It's not Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
I did this whole thing about, yeah, and the Velvet Revolution. That's always a good one you throw
out. Is it not Czechoslovakia?
No, it's Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Okay, yeah.
It used to be Czechoslovakia, and now it's just Czech Republic and Slovakia, and they Slovak. Anyway, they've got interesting cinema and great dancers. But that's why I knew all this stuff, because I went to the House of Rasputin once. And a few times.
But just investigate for a gig.
Yeah, you know, research.
Yeah.
No, I know Boris and Buddha. We go riding together.
Boris?
Boris Kozak.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking Yeltsin. Sorry.
No, we don't hang out that much.
No,
me and Boris.
He's turned into a bit of an introvert, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's so weird. He never calls me Yeltsin back. What a bitch.
What's Yeltsin's vibe?
Jeez, man, it's not a Two Oceans vibe. It's more of a Black Sea vibe.
Yeah. Koki, did you knew about Two Oceans vibe before you came on?
Yeah, I saw the TBG once, and yeah. I held him down until he told me what it was.
What is? Do you see the TBG as a threat?
He is a threat. He's a definite threat, and he must be taken out.
And his, you said you held him down. What does his skin, his flesh feel like?
Okay, when I say I held him down, what I mean is I accosted him in a robot and yelled at him through a window.
Yeah, and did you manage to get a photo? You sent me a photograph.
Yeah, I did. I sent it. Did you not put it up?
No, because it needs to be a sighting with you and him.
Really, eh?
That's what you need to achieve.
But he was driving really fast.
Well, of course, he's a TBG. He's driving that Audi. He's got his mags blacked out.
Yeah, black mags. I think he was copying me because I used to have black mags on my bucky.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because we had David Moffat from the Dirty Skirts on the show 2 weeks ago. And
Gay Dave.
Yeah. Rave.
Yeah.
Camp David.
I like
perfect.
What you did there.
Wind's giving it a full rev, huh?
It is.
Although we say to you it's 30 degrees outside, make no mistake, it's fucking howling as well. Completely out of control. But Dave was saying, firstly, he was upset. Apparently, the TBG did the black mags, and Dave was claiming the black mags for himself, which he only put on 2 weeks ago, whereas you say you've had it for a while.
Yeah, long. In fact, actually, I can't take credit. Jeremy Phillips, the jet skier, can take credit for that. He was the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting, Dave. It's something to think about. And Dave also actually mentioned the whole Eastern Bloc thing and these chicks, etc. And he said that it's about time that they do make a small nation there just called Vagina, just to get straight down to it.
I think they could. They could.
Makes so much sense.
They probably won't understand what you're saying.
Koki, just...
But it is always wet there, so maybe that's a good idea. It rains a lot.
In Slovakia?
Yeah, it rains a lot. It's wet and cold. It's more icy.
Yeah, it's icy because they work in Mavericks. You don't really get a lot of love there. It'll be wet, but it'll be cold.
It's icy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When else did you go to Mavis or House of Rasp?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Last night?
No, it was a while ago.
And how did you find it?
Whatever.
Don't you love the way that they got these girls who talk like this, etc., but their names are like Cindy or like Tiffany?
No, it wasn't though. Her name was Anushka, and there was some, I forgot, I was too drunk. But she did say to me, "You want sexy Russian woman to give you pleasure?" And she like rolled her eye like a little pleasure. And I was like, "Well, since you put it like that, yes." But then she got all angry with me because I had jeans on, and she was like, "If you want to climax, you must wear soft bend." I was like, "What?"
So that they can rub against you.
Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, that's really what I want—a snail trail on my Fabiano suit."
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's the only soft pair of pants I have. That and track pants, and they're not going to let you in like Puma track pants.
When last did you wear your Fabiano suit?
A few days ago.
Where?
I did a function at Pagal.
A function?
A function.
Pagal?
Yeah.
For who?
For Sunlam.
Beautiful. I want to talk a little bit more about the various gigs that you're doing, but
first
I thought I would just surprise you with this. Do you know what this is?
It's a tune of some description.
This, my friends, is from the 80s. It's Rock Me Amadeus by Falco. Correct answer.
Amadeus.
See what I did there? Falco.
I get it.
Falco.
Playing
it live. We'll catch you after this. It's 3:43. Thanks for joining us. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles. Da kann man Rock Me Amadeus tun. Es war in Wien, no Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alle suchten noch auf der Captain Rock Me Amadeus. Fucking loved it. Back and very sexual with Koki Falco. Welcome back, Koki.
Thanks. I'm a bit hard now.
Where did you go during that song?
I just went back to the 80s, man.
Fucking hell. Who did you see? Falco? Kicking it?
No. I saw old rugby players that used to pick on me at school and call them, say, "Hey, rock me, I'm a doers. Hey, Falco."
Did you used to play much rugby at school?
No.
You're from Durves, eh?
Yeah. I'm a surfer. I'm not a rugby player. I like supporting rugby now, like our national team. That's great. But at school, I didn't support rugby because they were idiots.
I read somewhere, I was doing a bit
of
research.
Sorry if you like rugby.
Sorry, Seth, if you were a big fucking winger in your day. I can see that you must have been a bit of pace.
I can see you got it.
Did you know what they used to call me at school? They used to shout from the sidelines, pop it up for C-tap. Or C-tap. Really? Coming through at pace. C-tap.
Whoa.
C-T-A-P.
Is that really what they said?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No. They also used to call me OPM.
No, they used to say to me?
One Punch Mellow. It's a nickname I had, Mellow. Really? Just, yeah, because I was quite mellow. Fuck that.
Weird, eh?
Yeah.
Nice. Nicely done, Rodan.
Yeah, well done. You fucking porked it. Koki, you said that you did a... you said you fucking idiot. You said that you did a gig recently at Pigalle.
Yes.
Who was that for?
Sanlam. It was pretty cool, actually. They were a cool bunch.
Have you got a lot of new stuff? The last time I saw you was Santorini days.
God, that's a long time ago.
That was about a year ago.
Splendor in Santorini.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Yes, it is a pornographic movie. I make with Socrates Georgiaris. I like him. Socrates, I make him like my small Turkish boy.
Is that Soxy, the personal jukebox?
Yes, that's exactly him. Wedding DJ extraordinaire.
Borat, are you a fan?
Yeah, well, yes, of course. I'm more of a Sacha Baron Cohen fan than a Borat fan.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Yeah. A friend of his. Must be.
He's the man behind it all, eh?
Yeah, he's a fucking genius. Who are the other sort of genius comedy acts?
Not bad for a Jew.
Eh?
Not bad for a little Jew.
No, not bad at all. I enjoyed his line where he goes, "We decided to go on the road because we were scared to fly in case the Jews repeated the attacks of 9/11. It's just fucking too outstanding. Who are your sort of comedy influences?
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of like Martin Lawrence, Lawrence Fishburne, and Morgan
Freeman.
You're just
saying anything with Lawrence in it.
Yeah, right? Choose black actors. I'm a big fan of Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Wesley Snipes, one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, that's just because you don't like to pay tax.
Yeah. Koki, the name Koki Falco, is that your real name?
I've been called it since before I was born. My mom drank 4 liters of Coke a day when she was pregnant with me.
It's very interesting you say that because I went to lunch with my dad earlier on and I had you on the show.
He loves me, yeah.
No, he said this whole thing about your mother drank Coca-Cola throughout the...
How does your dad know me, goddammit?
No, because it was an interview that he read ages ago.
Delicious. I love your dad.
Yeah, no, he's a good boy.
What a good kisser.
I know, he does that thing with his, with his lip. I know, he's so naughty like that. So, So the name came around and you were using it before you actually got into comedy. When did you start to get into stand-up and the whole thing?
When I was a starving actor. It was weird. It was one of those things where I was trying to make it in Joburg as an actor. I booked a commercial and I was living there. Sold my grandfather's watch and still sleeping on a flipping mattress in a commune. And then, this club was open and tried my hand at it.
Did you feel with that name you almost had to go into comedy?
No, I don't know. I was
Koki Falco. Come on, it's
either
spot
that
on.
Or just deal weed on a street corner, I guess.
Yeah,
I tried that too. I wasn't very good at it.
The margins are very good. Speaking
of
watches,
not as good as prostitution. Mel Miller's got the best joke about that. He says, "You sell the stock. You got the stock. You sell the stock. You still got the stock. It's the best business in the world."
It just keeps on going.
You know what I mean? Strippers, perfect.
But that thing you said about your grandfather's watch. I remember a sketch by Woody Allen, some of his early stuff, stand-up stuff, that I was. Raised on, and his one line was, he goes, "What's the time here?" He goes, "Okay, 4 o'clock." He goes, "This watch, on his deathbed, my grandfather sold me this watch."
Yeah.
Classic line.
The moose story.
Yeah, I shot a moose once. I was hunting upstate New York.
Hunting.
I'm so glad you know that, Koki. It's fucking brilliant. And then he goes,
"The moose was furious."
Yeah. And he goes, "The
they
moose
antlers
in the middle of the living room."
No one that is listening to the show knows what the hell we're
and they
talking
don't know
about.
What the fuck.
There's like three people in a dead frog laughing, and Maxton. Us just giggling at our genius.
Do you remember genii? Do you remember if it's one genius and two genii, why isn't it two peni? Why is it two penises?
I don't know. We should ask this.
I think they balls that one up. Do you remember when he arrives at the party? The moose mingles.
Yeah, the moose mingles.
There's another one he said.
How's this? I'll do my Woody Allen.
Day. Yeah, I hit it.
The moose mingles. It's almost Christopher Walken. It's Christopher Walken, but insecure.
Yeah, very insecure.
It's the same thing as like if it's just you do the same thing. You do Woody Allen, but then you just do it really confident and loud, and that's Christopher Walken. You know, I was walking, Seth, I don't know. You think
Walking,
I,
Walking kills it. He's like a serious actor, but he's also like a comedy actor. I mean, that music video where he has to dance,
so
it's
good,
hysterical,
eh?
But he's
But
good.
He is a dancer, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does like ballroom dancing and crap. Not and a crap while he's ballroom dancing. That would just be silly.
You can't crap while you...
You can't be like, and tango, and...
Unless you got that one chick around who doesn't mind doing that. That's,
you got to pay about an hour.
Do you remember the one where he goes, I was walking down New York, something, something, and he goes, when an enraged evangelist heaved a Gideon Bible out the window, and he said, if it wasn't for the bullet I had in my top pocket, that Bible would have killed me.
Yeah.
Fucking outstanding. So where are you doing gigs at the moment? Have you got some live shows running?
Nope.
Nothing at the moment. What are your plans? What's in the pipeline?
My plans. Wouldn't you like
pipeline.
To know?
See what I did there? Surfer, pipeline.
I got it.
Yeah.
Clever.
What are your plans?
I'm just hanging out in season. Is doing commercials and stuff. Last year was just ridiculously busy.
I remember that ad that you had where you were wearing a semi-suit. So what is that again?
Can't remember. But we've...
For a bank or something, or a car.
Who cares? But now... I'm doing stuff with 20 Brand Cigarettes, and if you go to, go to 20brand.com, and we're throwing a party at the Assembly on Saturday. That's fun.
Where's that?
It's Harrington Street.
Near the gym there?
Yeah, just sort of around there. Yeah.
It's like a boxing gym.
Yeah, but the Assembly is a live music venue and a performance space, and it's going to be rad. I think we're going to do one there. But anyway, on Saturday, the 9th, now, this Saturday. We've got Azul playing and a whole bunch of hip-hop DJs. So if you're into the hippity-hop music...
I like that.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And that is on the...
9th.
The 9th.
And they're always fun. I mean, we had a party the other night of the... 2 nights ago. Top of Old Mutual Heights.
In town, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Sexual.
So... Oh, dude. Such hot girlies.
Really?
So pretty. They were pretty in their vagina.
That place next to Slovakia.
Yes, she was there. There was a Hungarian girl there.
You were talking about the models that.
But luckily, I don't go in for that sort of thing. I don't judge a woman
by her cover.
No, I don't.
Depends if it's shaven or not.
I delve deep.
They say you
personality.
I was doing a bit of reading up on your vibe past interviews and shit. They mentioned the Durban drawl. They say you've made the Durban accent more. Famous, but yours isn't a typical Durban accent, is it?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't think it is.
Do I say fish? I do say fish.
Fish. Do you say fridge?
Fridge. That's how I say it, fridge.
But you must have the Indian accent down.
I've got the Indian accent down, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's a... I guess I speak differently to Cape Townians, but then people say that Cape Townians all like talk like this, bro.
I know, but like, we
don't. I don't know
man.
Anyone that speaks
I know. Why do they say that? Why are they so angry? So it's Joburg guys.
It's Joburg guys.
Hey, are you like from Cape Town? It's like, what?
Hey, what, Boots? Hey, listen. Hey, are you doing any movies at the moment, sir? Hey, Kaiki? Yeah, no, I love that Las Vidja you're in. Yeah,
why do they do that?
Vidja.
It's outstanding. Did you go to the JMB Met?
No, I didn't. I was outlawed. Eddie Cassar doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We broke up.
Do you spend time with Michael Nyka?
No. I don't hang out with Kevin Perkins at all.
He's
like the new Joe Parker.
Have you met him though?
Yeah.
How did it go?
It was fine. Okay.
When you meet other comedy acts, comedians and stuff.
I don't like people that wear muscle shirts.
No.
I just don't understand them.
Did you miss the video that we had on the website? We found these videos of these Joburg guys that came to Cape Town. And they made videos of like when they came to JMB Met, like chains on them, like fucking whatever, bro. We're in fucking Cape Town, bro.
Yeah,
it's like, jeez, guys.
I've seen guys standing in Vida and at Melissa's going, yeah, no, put, yeah, I swear, I mean, no, Cape Town, put, and they're just phoning everyone on the speed dial on their phone, telling them, nah, hide, listen, nah, I paid for you, and I get, but they gave me, they upgraded me, put, you won't believe it, they gave me Toyota. Nah, it got air conditioning, power steering, CD play, everything.
It is absolutely outrageous.
Put, it's power, yeah, power, you won't believe it. Cape Town, it's rocking.
It's power, it's fucking power. Here's a video. That I had on the website, which I found of these guys. Yeah, and this is these guys in their car, and you can see on the video, you can't see it from there, I'll just move it around a little bit. These oaks are in their car driving past Clifton 4th, right?
Sweet.
And the guy, as they start to record, the oak goes, fucking recording, baby! It's fucking hysterical. Check this out. These guys are out of control.
Fucking recording, baby! Clock out Table Mountain. We can't see Table Mountain right now.
Right now?
What's that leather in the frickin' tape room? What's love? Got to do with me. What's love? What's love? Yeah, baby. Look at this fucking Canadian! Canadian! To be a man.
What happens to these people when they come to Cape Town?
Why is he 18 and bald already?
I know.
What's going on with that?
And apparently he's got...
I want to look like a 40-year-old man, baby.
I know, with a vest on.
Nice boots.
Friend of mine, do you know...
I'm high on steroids and crack.
And fucking loving it.
Just loving it, boots.
They lose their minds here.
Please.
Donovan Everett, I don't know if you know him, a friend of mine, he went to the Met this year, and these oaks were there again. And he fucking called out, hey, come here, bro. I fucking checked you. He goes, hey, do you know the oak on that fucking website, bro? What the fuck is that? It like went ballistic. There's so much cussing.
So much of the cussing, so wrong. We love you, man. We love your little baldness.
Are you a fan of Elvis Presley?
The yes.
There's a story I heard
not
about
as
him.
As much as Theo Kraus. Theo Kraus is more.
Who's he from? Who's that?
Theo Kraus. Kurbis. Springbok Nude Girls.
Yes.
He's got Elvis tattooed on his back. His whole back is a tattoo of Elvis. A young Elvis.
The whole back?
Yeah.
Same size as Steve O's.
Same size, guy.
Fucking hell.
That's serious. That's a serious fan.
I heard a story about the head of the Elvis Presley fan club in the heyday. Waited outside a club for hours to give an award to Elvis from the fans. And he was there with his wife. He got hopelessly drunk because they had to wait for hours. And she fucking hates Elvis, right? Elvis Presley... eventually comes out, and the guy told the story to my mate Johnny Vaughan, and said to him, so like the first thing I saw was like a buckle, and I knew it was like Elvis and stuff. His wife is like carrying on like a banshee. Apparently Elvis came over with all the minders, and he said, Elvis, on behalf of the accent's weird, I don't know.
That's
what the fact
weird,
that is, I don't know where he's from.
Where's he from?
And he goes on behalf
Musenberg.
Of guy from Musenberg. So he goes, on behalf of the fan club of UK and Ireland, we'd like to give you this award, which was Elvis Presley, like a little statue type thing.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley did the classic, thank you very much. And his wife apparently went, thank you very much, what the fuck is that? We waited here for fucking hours. She went fucking ballistic. And then there was a silence, and apparently Elvis Presley went, I hate to hear cuss words on the lips of a woman.
Nice.
Which I was absolutely fine with.
I hate to hear cuss words on the lips of a woman.
Cult
so
following.
That's why I'm putting my cock in your mouth. That's what he should have said. That's what he meant, I think.
Cock in your mouth. There's a joke about a cock in your mouth. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fuck.
Fuck who?
No. It's fuck whom. A nice little quick one to fire out.
Genius.
They're talking about a cult following. Do you feel a bit of a cult following you the whole time?
I don't know. I'm not Britney.
No.
No.
Shame, man. She's not helping things staying in Los Angeles. Like you
know
about.
Move. You're right.
She should move.
She should just
come to Cape Town, man.
Hey, man. No. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think people would give a fuck. She just looked like another drunk Belleville puppy.
Yeah. Do you use a lot of? Do you ever start to get into religious stuff in your act? Do you ever?
Well, last year Graham's time, my tires got slashed for getting a little bit religious. I try not to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do try.
What
not
did you
to.
Say that made them do that?
I don't know. Something about surfing a wave of fire into, you know, Beelzebub's bum. I can't really remember. Somebody brought a child into the show, and it's clearly, you know, I mean, don't arrive at my show with a 10-year-old
it
girl.
Says no holds barred,
like, come on, you know.
There'll
so
be,
then I was like,
there will be cuss words.
I really don't think you should stay with you. I'll give you the money back, like, let's just move on.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, no, it's fine. I was like, are you sure?
So you actually gave him a chance.
I gave him another chance, and then I said, I'm gonna say shit, fuck, puss, cunt.
Yeah,
and the guy was like,
cunt, are you sure about cunt? Are you sure you find it cunt?
Are you not gonna learn any new words, little girl? No more new words. I'm gonna fuck you in the mouth. No,
can I come on your eye?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, stop it. I was like, no, I fucking told you. And then I was
like, so you're doing this live?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Then I started a whole thing about how she's gonna go to hell with me, and we're all gonna have sex with demons. And then the guy got up and left, and he got all angry with me.
And he slashed your tires.
I'm a fucking Satanist. I was like, you shouldn't have been at an over 18 show with a 10-year-old girl.
Of course not.
So anyway, that cost me $12,000.
Oh, really? Really? We nailed for it.
Oh, and my soul. I forgot about that little old thing.
Which we sold to the devil years ago anyway.
That old chest. It's not really sold. It's more of an option to...
It's a loan.
It's a lease with an option
it's
to buy.
It's a seven-year lease, which I think they should do with husbands and wives. Marriages should be leases these days, I think.
Germany,
have a 7-year lease, see how it goes.
Yeah?
7-year lease.
Yeah, it's what it is now in Germany.
Well, yeah, there's the itch. We've been talking about the itch for fucking years.
The Germans, they are so precise.
Oh, they're so good, and they just love out flora and fauna. I just love Cape Town.
They love the flora and fauna.
Oh, the mountains.
The flora and the fauna.
Why do they love it so much?
It's a street tangent.
Oh, and they bring their hiking boots, and oh, fuck, and they always get mugged on the mountain.
They bring the hiking boots so they can kick the street children.
And they all move to Oranjezicht. I love that vibe as well. Big German vibe there.
Yeah, the German school's there. That's why.
Yeah, nailed.
I know.
Nice one, Seth. Do you get a lot of people angry with you after shows, or was that like a one?
No, generally not.
I was quite surprised at the Beatles. Do you remember that song by John Lennon called The Ballad of John and Yoko, where he uses the word Christ the whole way through the song? That's what we're going to switch to right now. I'm with Cokie Falco. It's 4:02 you at the Two Ocean Vibe Show, and it's fucking gorgeous. Enjoy the way Lennon swears like a banshee here. Dockets of Hampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says, you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're going to crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris. Songs in the 60s and shit so short, they were very quick, eh? Very
2 minutes 30,
yeah,
generally,
yeah,
or 3 minutes max.
Here we got 2 minutes 50, yeah,
see,
yeah. Karaoke songs, what do you think is the easiest one to win the crowd over, because that's what it's all about, right? It's choosing a song and they go, that was awesome, but it was just your song choice.
I don't know. I know I've spent time in Thailand and the East, and generally they love the karaoke, even at like houses, little shack, they live no walls, just like banana thing roof, like palm thatch roof, no worries, 15 people sleeping on the floor, they got a karaoke machine.
It's unbelievable,
dude. The funniest thing I think I've ever seen is singing The Horse With No Name. They love The
Horse
With
No Name. That must
be hilarious. They are a horse with no name. They love it.
That is so funny. It's like that Harsi joke. Have you heard about, I mean, it's not a joke, it's turned into urban legend. Stellenbosch, somewhere between the DJ, please play Harsi. And they go, Harsi, you know, it's like a rabbit, a horse, you know, Harsi. He's like, I don't have it. He goes, you do, you played it last night. He's going, well, I don't know that fucking song. He goes, sing it to me. He goes, Hossy, a bad moon arising. True story, apparently. Although I said it's urban true. Legend. You know what? My favorite song to choose, if you want to win the crowd over, it's very easy. You choose a Robbie Williams song. It goes something like, third with the torso, king with the torso, girls getting high and the boys in the morso. Wave your hands, you're not with a mic. Can I kick it? They always go, yes, you can. And then you got it. I got you. And then you've nailed them.
Really?
Very
you're
easy.
You're going to do that whole first bit, and I don't
oh, they got the words on the screen.
Robbie Williams songs.
No, the words are there. It's fine. We'll just use this moment just
isn't
to tell
Robbie
you.
Robbie Williams just a fag. I mean, isn't he? Like it's not. There's a difference between being heterosexual or homosexual male and just being a fag. Like, come on.
I see what you're saying. He's a fag, but he might not be gay. He's just a fag.
No, he's a fag. Unlike lots of straight guys that are fags.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he's kind
I think
of
he's
a
just
fag.
Gay.
He's kind of a fag.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with gay people. I've got a lot of black, gay, Jewish friends.
I've sucked many cocks.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
It's a sand come in the end.
Hey, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all over my face. Does it make a difference on my face? Can you see any difference? Exactly.
Dude, don't knock it. You've got to be fucking tough to take cock in your ass.
You got to be, eh? Good Lord. I'd use a bit of lube. Let's just take this moment out just to give you the phone number to send text messages to. You can win all sorts of things. We'll tell you about that later. But for now, send in any questions or chirps or anything that you want to say to +27 76 907 3679. And if you're local, we'll leave out the first part. This is the number.
If you're 07- local.
Locals like it, bro. 076-907-3679. Send us your thoughts. Do whatever you want.
Whoa.
Jeez, that phone is not ours. We don't have to worry about that. But it sounds very pro.
Sounded exciting. Can you hear that? You hear that?
Oh.
That's particularly.
Oh. I think we went straight to facts. Do you think humor?
Hello.
Jesus.
Darling.
Do you think humor's changed a lot? Do you?
I don't think it's him calling.
Do you think that ringing's in our head?
I think it might be. I don't think Jesus is going to phone. I mean, he might. He'd probably just arrive.
Cokie. The kind of humor that you see on the likes of Laugh Out Loud and stuff makes me want to puke. It might make you want to puke, and yet there's certainly an audience for it. So there's a lot of people that are quite happy with quite sort of simple humor.
They love the wacky Simpson, eh?
Yeah, would you say that, are you just more humor sophisticated? What is it? Would they, if you don't laugh out loud at that, do you?
No.
It takes a bit for you to laugh out loud, right?
Yeah, it takes a lot.
Yeah. Now, that stuff that makes you laugh out loud, would they not laugh at all at that, or would their head just explode because it's so good?
I don't know. It might be like both. I think that some of the stuff that makes me laugh is just completely ridiculous and obtuse. The other stuff that makes me laugh is just really gut-wrenching, laugh out loud funny.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm just not really willing to, you know, do a magic trick or sing a little silly comedy song.
Mm.
Like a parody song.
When I said you hose yourself, like fucking hose yourself. No, I've never hosed myself.
Fuck, I don't know, bro. I think maybe there was. Oh, I don't know. No, you know what? Actually, like 2 weeks ago, I was walking my dog in the park, and my dog was fucking funny.
What's your dog's name?
Fergus.
What brand is it?
What brand? I had an Indian guy say that to me in Durban. Hey, what brand dog is this? Sorry? What make your dog?
Did he say what make?
Yeah, I was like, it's not a make, dude. It's a breed. Yeah, what kind dog?
I love that.
And the thing is, if an Indian guy say what kind, it doesn't. Yeah. You know, it's like you can be like. Yeah, what kind? It's like tuning you, like, hey, what's your fucking problem? Hey, what kind?
Yeah, like they want something from you, like they need info, but they're fucking angry with you. It's like, what? You're trying to get something from me, but you're having a go.
But that's very specific. That's Phoenix. The chats with Indians are very different.
How do they handle shit?
No, chats with Indians are more, listen, I don't quite understand what the problem is. And they're educated because they closed the university.
Yeah, yeah. And they want you to know that.
And they got, you know, it's not, there's no blocks of flats. It's all, you know, houses. It's a separate house. Your own house. Yeah.
Oh, so it's not flats?
No.
I live in
no
a separate
houses.
House.
No, it's my own house. Right. And there's not 15,000 people living in one house.
Oh, so they actually say, in my own house.
Yeah, in my own home. But there's a, you know, in Phoenix, is a geographical.
Phoenix is where?
No, it's north by Mount Edgecombe.
Okay.
Yeah, no. You see, the difference, right, is a geographical name placement system. So you say, you know Seth.
Mm.
Yeah, which Seth? You know Seth. No, which Seth? Seth.
Oh, Seth. Yeah, Seth Top Road. Oh, no, not Seth Top Road. Bottom Road, Seth. I know Bottom Road, Seth.
Yeah.
No, no, but then it can be even further. Oh, Top Road, Seth. Yeah, no, I know Top Road, Seth.
Yeah.
Top Road, Seth. Yeah, yeah, left or right side?
Yeah.
No, left side. Left side, second bush. Yeah. Second bush, Top Road, left one. Right, no, I know him, I know him.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't you just say Fat Seth? Oh, Fat Seth.
What didn't you say? When you say that?
Yeah,
exactly. That's why I enjoy... The local Africans in Cape Town, when they are trying to explain like a certain food type, they're like, "Do you have that? Do you know that? You're going like Smarties? No, it's you know that one. It's like and they like show you the face that they'd pull after they have it. No, it's not steak. It's you know, oh yeah, chicken. That's it.
Chicken. It.
Yeah. So your dog walking with your dog made you hose out loud.
No, he just took on a Rottweiler, and the way he did it was fucking hilarious. I love that dog. He's very funny.
What is the brand?
Scottish Terrier.
Scottish Terrier. Yes, I've seen it before.
My grandpa's
Scotty.
Scottish.
That's a black version. The white one's called the West Highland Terrier.
You know your stuff.
A Westie, perhaps.
No, it's a Westie, which in Australia means a whole different thing. If you
live people have a West Highland Terrier. They love you saying, "What a beautiful Westie."
Oh, they love it.
Or, "What a beautiful King Charles." Oh, do you know them? Do you? My mum breeds them. Oh,
your mum?
I think my friend's dog sired yours.
It's probably true.
We had Yorkshire Terriers as well. I was the only child.
They shit. Sorry, bro.
No, they're crap. Skin disorders. Mother was flying off samples to the States for the top scientists to look at the samples. I mean, what the fuck is that?
No, they're retarded. I know there are loads of girls out there that have them and love them. And yes, they are very cute, but they do just sit there and fucking shiver.
They do shiver. They have these nervous breakdowns.
I'm sorry. I don't like that for me is a weakness. If it's a person that's sitting there going, "Please, no, don't hurt me. I'm such a victim." I want to punch them in the fucking head.
I'm such a victim.
My motto is, life's tough, get a fucking helmet.
I don't
want to know about your fucking problems. Everybody's got problems. There are people out there that are way worse off than you. And if you're a dog, you should be a fucking dog. Don't be a little rodent or a little fucking pussy cat.
Yeah. Are you a dog or a cat?
Don't hurt me. Pick me up. I can't walk. I'm so furry. I need to be bathed. I need to be held. Fuck off. You should
Where's
die.
My bow? I need a bow in my hair. My hair's got knotted.
Fuck off.
Yorkies have got hair. You know that. It's not fur. It's actual hair. Like my mother was like, "It's not fur, William."
No, it is fucking fur. It's a dog.
It's fur. A lot of people moaning on Facebook. Do you have any thoughts on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. It's fine. I mean, whatever. I don't have a wall because I'm sick and tired of people putting shit on my wall. "Please send me this friendship rose back. If you're not, then you're going to die." Or,
"Send this on to..."
This person's like child was abducted in some mall
no,
in southern England.
Come on.
You have to send this on within 5 minutes or your head will explode.
What the fuck is that?
Just a fucking easy portal for people to use chain letters.
It's disgusting.
No, that's wrong. I like Facebook in that you can put a picture. It is a bit weird when you can look at like somebody's pictures.
Life.
And you're just like, "Oh, wow, yeah." So
just browsing and just...
I'm just going through your life.
Yeah, let me just look for a cleavage shot. Oh, hello. Oh, let's just work this one. Oh, hello. Just quick. There's no one here. Let's just work this one quickly. And she had no idea that I just jizzed over her picture. Sorry, my angel. Next.
Difficult when you bring your apple in for fixing and they're like, "What is this unknown sub? Oh, that's come all over."
Do you find a lot of people who you meet or you know and stuff, and they sort of like wait for you to be funny? They just like say something funny.
No, not if they really know me.
But you must get a lot of people that meet you high and they're like, "Wait."
Yeah. Well, in fact, this is what I want everybody to do. Okay, if you're listening to this or you at some point
from now on
find on Facebook a girl from Hertzler High School called Michaela Scheinbar. S-C-H-E-I-N-B-A-R.
Scheinbar.
Yes.
What's her vibe?
On her pictures, there's some she's got this thing about, "Oh, Koki's so miserable. He should be a comedian. He should be so happy and funny all the time." And on New Year's Eve, she gave me an inordinate amount of bullshit after her and her little fucking friend stole my hat. They were just at the party where I was working at a party.
Yeah. What is the date?
I don't know, but it was a Tuesday.
Yeah. Good.
And so she's full of shit. So people should just send her random messages saying, "You look miserable. Cheer up."
Yeah, sure. If she's ever not smiling, fucking poo on her.
Yeah. Just send her message, but like on her wall.
Yeah.
Koki says you should smile.
Yeah. Koki says you're
smile,
a cock.
Smile, emo kid.
Yeah, smile. Send some smiling shots.
Yeah.
On the other side of the spectrum, do you get a lot of people who you meet recently and they know your line of work and you say something quite normal and they just fucking crack up hysterically?
I do get that.
Yeah, can I have some, can I have a beer, please? Fuck, Koki killed it back there. Do you get that?
Funny.
Oh God, you're so funny. Do you get that? You're so funny. I got a text message here. Someone just sent in, and you can stand in line to win one line per lottery draw per week for the Play Euro Millions lottery. PlayEuroMillions.com will give you one line per draw for the next year every week if you send in a text that me and Koki think is good enough. This is the first one. Again, the number is +27 76 907 3679 or 076 907 3679. And the text says, what does the Falco Factor, I think that's you, what does the Falco Factor think of the genius that is Jerry Seinfeld? Admittedly, he's slutting himself with the B-movie, but he quit on top, unlike Alan Donald. Oh, a little local analysis.
But Alan Donald isn't a comedian, is he really?
No, he's not at all. No, let's talk about comedians. Wesley Snipes, Morgan Freeman.
I think that's more like, you know, just making fun of his big nose. That's just not cool. That's so anti-Semitic.
Yeah, are you saying that... is Alan also Jewish? Seinfeld is, hey?
Yeah.
So what are your views on old Jezebel?
No, we love the Jerry. And you have to... listen, that show didn't go in the beginning, right? And it's not really Jerry's show. It's Larry David's show.
Mm.
So if you're a Seinfeld fan, the writing that is the genius of Seinfeld is Larry David. So Curb Your Enthusiasm, get Curb Your Enthusiasm on a box set. Get it now. It's fucking genius.
Are you a big fan of... of The Office?
Yeah.
Big fan. Ricky Gervais, tough former.
I like the British one. I mean, the American one's great.
Yeah, of course.
Won awards. Well,
no, look,
I've done
that.
Shows with the man, Gervais, in London. And
have you?
Yeah, when he was actually...
which shows?
I've done stand-up with him. It's
honestly,
clubs in Soho.
That's fucking rad, Koki.
Well, it wasn't so rad when the first one I ever did was I had to follow him. You know how hard that is when he's only just... he just sold The Office and he and...
after The Office?
Yeah.
Jesus, you nailed it nicely, huh?
Well, no, because I know enough people to get on the gig. I'm in London, I'm in Soho, I only know, like...
Were you quite nervous?
Well, I didn't know who he was. We hadn't seen the show yet.
Oh, of course.
It had only been episode 3 of the first season.
Over there.
And it had suddenly exploded, and he was getting ready to, because people were like, oh, you're going to be huge. You need to... it was before he did Animals, not politics.
Animals.
It's
tough.
So before he did that stand-up show, he was doing that, and he was too nervous to headline, and so
he was
so he
made you do it.
Yeah. So
no.
So he decided, no, I'm going to go on before the break, and then there was a break, and then I had to go on, and then the headliner. So because it's a whole bunch of people. So
so you quite freaked out.
Well, yeah, but it's cool though. He was mellow. He was a cool guy. And I mean, you must know, that guy must meet millions and millions and millions. Like, I think it's bad sometimes, you know, but he must just have a stupid amount of people coming up to him. And a year later, after he was, like, huge now, I did another gig in London, and he was there again, because he always comes and just, like, pops in, because he knows them.
Yeah.
And I did another gig, and he remembered me. He's like,
really?
Oh, yeah, Martin's mate from South Africa. How's it going? All right, mate, yeah.
That's quite rad, eh?
He's an awesome guy, bro. I mean, he could have been a complete cock, but he wasn't.
But you were...
Seinfeld, we're in New York. My little brother, okay? My little brother's modeling in New York. So he's like 22, and Seinfeld's just finished. He's just like buying all these cars. Everyone's talking about him.
Yeah.
Big deal, right? And we're playing pool in this bar, like Midtown. And my little brother goes, no ways. And I'm like, what? He goes, fuck, bro. That's Jerry Seinfeld. So I'm like, oh, fuck, it is. Cool. No ways. So, like, it's New York, so nobody's bothering him. Everyone's just letting him. He's just playing pool with his friends.
Yeah, he's chilling out.
So Mike goes, I'm going to go say, how's it? So I'm like, don't do it, bro.
How's it?
You're going to look like a doer. He's like, no, bro. He's Jerry Seinfeld. It must happen to him all the time. So I'm like, yeah, that's why you shouldn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I'm going to. So he walks up, and he just stands there, like chewing gum, just nodding.
Oh, fuck, it's beautiful. It's a classic.
Like, just awesome. And people like, stop. And everyone kind of looks at him, and Mike goes, you Jerry Seinfeld, eh? Like, so
it's a classic.
Typical
it's
South African.
Yeah.
You Jerry Seinfeld, eh?
Hey.
So he goes, yeah. And he goes,
big fan.
Cool. No, he just goes,
cool.
And like, so he's just standing there, and Seinfeld goes, So is that all you wanted to say?
Yeah, where do you want to go from here?
Yeah, and Mike's like, yeah. And just turns around and walks off. Yeah. That's what he said to him. Yeah.
I wonder how many Oaks he's seen actually do that. Just stand and freeze and then ask him, are you him? Yes. Yeah, cool.
The best like retarded celebrity moment ever was my friend Jason.
Yeah.
And we're in LA at this shitty bar. And we're drinking Guinness. It's like one of the only places we could find that had Guinness on tap.
Yeah.
And it's not as good as Jack Black, but it's delicious.
We'll chat about Jack Black beer shortly. Yeah.
Not really, but I'm just doing it because it's your sponsor. Fuck them.
It's TBG's butch. Yeah.
Yeah, love that guy. Anyway. So we're just parking there, and Uma Thurman comes in, and she's there like in the corner, like just being Kiff, you know, like whatever you can. But Jason had watched. I think he'd watched Pulp Fiction like 500 times.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
He loved that movie. Yeah. And he was completely in love with her. He didn't care that she was with Ethan Hawke. He didn't care.